Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim Daf Yadal. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, the next Mishnah, and the following seven blot are known as the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim because the Mishnah opens with the following statement. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, "Mimeim shel Kohanim lo nimnu melisvah v'sabaser shenitma mevradatuma imabaser shenitma ba'avatuma." In all the days of the Kohanim, they never refrained from burning meat of Kachim that had become tummy from a Vladatuma, making the meat a Sheni, together with the meat of Kachim that had become tummy from an Avatuma, making the meat a Rishon. Afal Pisho Mosifin Tumah Tumaso, even though by doing so they added a degree of Tumah to its previous Tumah. Rashi explains that since the meat was being burned away, the Kohanim were not concerned about an increase in the Tumah. The Gemara begins by asking what Tumah is added since the Sheni that touches a Rishon remains a Sheni. Rav Yehuda said, "Hach bevrad vradaskinen, the havli shlishi." Here we're dealing with meat that became tummy through a sheni, making it a shlishi, and by burning it together with a rishon, raises it to a sheni. And Rabbi Chanina holds it's mutter to make a shlishi into a sheni. Point number two: the Gemara persists in questioning how the degree of tumah was increased, since food cannot be matame food, as it was taught in the Braisa, Yachol ye och matame ocho. It might be thought that if food can be matame food, the Torah therefore states, Talmud Lomar v'chiyuton mayim al zera v'nafon nivrasam alav tamehu. But if water has been placed on a seed, and then their carcass, referring to a sheretz, falls upon it, it's tameh. The phrase, it is tameh, implies that the seed itself is tameh, but it cannot make something else of its nature, meaning another food, tameh. Therefore, when one burns meat that is a shlishi, together with meat that is a rishon, what tumah is being added? The Gemara concludes that although a food cannot be matame another food midaraisa, it can be matame midarabbanan. And Rabbi Chanina was teaching that one can burn the shlishi meat with risho meat, even though it becomes a sheni midarabbanan. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva added and said, "Mimein shel kohanim lo nimnu mohadlikas hashemen shenipsa b'tvul yom b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis." In all the days of the kohanim, they never refrained from lighting truma oil from a tvul yom, who is a sheni, making the oil a shlishi, in a lamp that had become tummy from one who became tummy from a corpse, making the lamp a rishon, even though it added a degree of tumah to its previous tumah. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Kiva is adding, since it's the same case of a shlishi being touched by a rishon to become a sheni, like Rabbi Chanina's case. Rabbi Yehuda answered that we're dealing with a metal lamp, of which the Torah teaches, b'chalv cherev, the body of someone felled by a sword. Cherev, haru kochala, a sword or any metal utensil that touches a dead body is itself like the body in regards to tumah and becomes an avi avos tumah. If it touches a person who touched a corpse, it becomes an avatumah like the person. Rabbi Kiva holds that truma, which is a shlishi, may be made into a rishon when it touches the lamp, which is an avatumah. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah and the following seven blot are known as the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim because the Mishnah opens with the following statement. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, "Mimeim shel kohanim lo nimnu melisvah v'sabaser shenitma mevradatuma imabaser shenitma ba'avatuma." In all the days of the Kohanim, they never refrained from burning meat of Kachim that had become tummy from a vradatuma, making the meat a sheni, together with the meat of Kachim that had become tummy from an avatuma, making the meat a rishon. Afal pisho mosifin tumah al tumaso, even though by doing so they added a degree of tumah to its previous tumah. Rashi explains that since the meat was being burned away, the Kohanim were not concerned about an increase in the tumah. The Gemara begins by asking what tumah is added since the sheni that touches a rishon remains a sheni. Rav Yehuda said, "Hach bevrad vradaskinen, the havli shlishi." Here we're dealing with meat that became tummy through a sheni, making it a shlishi, and by burning it together with a rishon, raises it to a sheni. And Rabbi Chanina holds it's mutter to make a shlishi into a sheni. Point number two: the Gemara persists in questioning how the degree of tumah was increased, since food cannot be matame food, as it was taught in the Braisa, Yachol ye och matame ocho. It might be thought that if food can be matame food, the Torah therefore states, Talmud Lomar v'kiyutin mayim al zera v'nafon nivosam olav tamehu. But if water has been placed on a seed, and then their carcass, referring to a sheretz, falls upon it, it is tame. The phrase, it is tame, implies that the seed itself is tame, but it cannot make something else of its nature, meaning another food, tame. Therefore, when one burns meat that is a shlishi, together with meat that's a rishon, what tumah is being added? The Gemara concludes that although a food cannot be matame, another food midoraisa, it can be matame midorabbanan. And Rabbi Chanina was teaching that one can burn the shlishi meat with rishon meat, even though it becomes a sheni with the rabbanon. And point number three, the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva added and said, "Mimein shel kohanim lo nimnu mohadlikas hashemen shenitzal b'tvul yom b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis." In all the days of the kohanim, they never refrain from lighting truma oil from a tvul yom who is a sheni, making the oil a shlishi, in a lamp that had become tame from one who had become tame from a corpse, making the lamp a rishon, even though it added a degree of tuma to its previous tuma. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Kiva is adding, since it's the same case of a shlishi being touched by a rishon to become a sheni, like Rabbi Hanina's case. Rabbi Yehuda answered that we're dealing with a metal lamp, of which the Torah teaches b'chal of cherev, the body of someone felled by a sword. Cherev, haru kochala, a sword or any metal utensil that touches a dead body is itself like the body in regards to tuma and becomes an avi avos tuma. If it touches a person who touched a corpse, it becomes an avatuma like the person. Rabbi Kiva holds that truma, which is a shlishi, may be made into a rishon when it touches the lamp, which is an avatuma. All right, so now we go to the siman for Daf Yud Dalet, and the siman is Yud, hand, but we use a juggler to make it a little more distinct and easy to work with. So here goes. The tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seats touched by a sheretz wowed the crowd when he balanced a lamp of truma oil on top of the point of an avatuma sword that was perched on the tip of his nose. Once again, in slow motion. The tamei juggler, that must be more in Daf Yud Dalet, hand. The tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat, which reminds that when Rabbi Hanina's Gana Kohanim said, in all the days the Kohanim never refrained from burning meat of kadshim that had become tamei from a vladatuma, which is a sheni, together with meat of kadshim that had become tamei from an avatuma, which is a rishon, afu bishal mosif in tumah tumaso, even though by doing so they added a degree of tumah to his previous tumah, the Gemara asks what tumah was being added, since a sheni that touches a rishon remains a sheni. Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Hanina was referring to a case of a vlad hatuma, which is a shlishi that touched a rishon, and therefore they were adding a degree of tuma. So the tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seeds touched by a sheretz, which reminds us that the Gemara questions how could burning the meat together be mosif tuma if food is not metame food, which we learn from the pasuk discussing water being makshir a seed to be makabel tuma, that the seed can become tame, but that it can't be metame other food. The Gemara answers that while food can't be metame food midoraisa, it can be metame food midorabanan, and that is what Rabbi Hanina was referring to. So the tame juggler jugging pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seats touched by a sheretz wowed the crowd when he balanced a lamp of truma oil on top of the point of an avatuma sword that was perched on the tip of his nose. Which reminds us that when Rabbi Kiva said in all the days of the Kohanim, they never refrained from lighting truma oil from a tvul yom, who is a sheni, making the oil a shlishi, in a lamp that had become tamei from one who had become tamei from a corpse, making the lamp a rishon, even though it added a degree of tuma to its previous tuma, the Gemara asks what Rabbi Kiva was adding, since it's the same case of a shlishi being touched by a rishon to become a sheni, like Rabbi Hanina's case. Rabbi Yehuda answered that we're dealing with a metal lamp of which the Torah teaches b'chal cherev, the body of someone felled by a sword. Cherev haru kuchalo, a sword or any metal utensil that touches a dead body is itself like the body in regards to tuma and becomes an avi avos tuma. If it touches a person who touched a corpse, it becomes an avatuma like the person. Rabbi Kiva holds that truma, which is a shlishi, may be made into a rishon when it touches the lamp, which is an avatuma. All right, that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.